Hello everybody and welcome to Gleek Out, our brand new Glee Rewatch podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mark.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And we are here to studiously and meticulously go through every single episode of the Fox hit musical comedy drama show Glee. So, we thought we'd record a little greeting just to let you know what the format of the podcast is going to be, who we are, what perspectives we're bringing to this series, who has our fan cards, that kind of thing. So, I guess we should start with what perspective each of us is bringing to this series. So, do you want to go first?
I can do. Basically, before the pair of us started watching, I don't think I'd ever seen an episode of Glee before. I'd obviously heard of it, but I never got a chance to watch it when it was live. So, it'll be interesting to get further into this series and figure out what my opinions are on the whole thing, as well as the characters.
You mostly knew it, I think, from all the tragedies, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So you're a newbie, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think for stuff like this, that's always a good viewpoint.
Okay.
I'm the complete opposite. I am coming at this from the perspective of a Glee veteran. Oh my god, I love this show. I watched it week to week when it was airing. My room was a shrine. I had all the posters, all the DVDs, all the albums, all the novels. Yes, they had novels, which we will be getting to. And I've seen every episode in every season at least 3 times. Maybe more at this point. So I'm looking forward to seeing if any of my opinions change or if they stay the same. You know, nobody can really say. We're not really far enough into it yet, but I'm looking forward to this project. It'll be different.
Well, there's certainly a lot that you say that you can teach me about the series.
Yeah, okay, so out of the We're watching this off air currently, and I think all in all we've probably watched about 20 or 30 some episodes. But obviously that's been us jumping around.
You showed me a few episodes that were sort of
later.
Out of sync, so they didn't quite follow each other. I don't know how many exactly.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the episodes that we watched when you were just dipping your toe in, a lot of them pre-Death of Cory Monteith, a few post-Death of Cory Monteith. I'm sure we'll get into that when we get into the quarterback in season 5. Which brings us to our next subject, funnily enough. Fan cards. Who is your favourite character from where you're starting out? I think you probably know who mine is, but I'll get to me in a minute.
Seeing as we've just started the series from the beginning, I don't really have one yet from this sort of point, but
if you had to pick, gun to your head.
What, right now, or can I pick a later one?
Yes, right. Well, no, because this is not going to be a spoiler-free podcast. So, as stuff relates to later seasons, we will talk about it. Particularly when... One thing I want to do that we don't do for Don't Make Me Angry, because we're kind of jumping all around the place, is because we're going to be doing this in order,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind doing a season wrap-up every season. But I think that's when we'll really talk about what's coming next. But yeah, you can pick anybody, as long as they're there for the majority of the time.
Okay. I think when he comes in later on, I think I've got a bit of a soft spot for Blaine when he comes in as Kurt's boyfriend.
Blaine, okay. Okay, so that's your favourite main. Any favourite supporting?
Who classes is...
So, like, not main cast,
right.
But we see a lot of them. I know there's somebody on this show you have a soft spot for, because you saw them in something else.
I don't think that he counts, because if I if it's who I think you're thinking of, I can only claim him for one little tiny thing.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really count.
Okay, but Becky, Mike, Jacob, Ben, Israel, I don't know.
It's too early for me to have one yet. I need to focus on getting to know the main cast first before I work everything else out.
Well, okay, so you're saying that your favourite currently is Blaine.
Will be when we get further along. I don't know if I have one at this point.
Where we are.
We're only a few episodes
in. I think if I had to pick for you where we are right now, I think I might say Quinn.
I struggle with questions like this.
Well, my one is pretty much the same sounding letter, just replace, or same sounding name, just replace one letter.
Two, actually.
Yes. My favourite character's Finn. And I'm eager to see if that will remain the case as we go through and start looking at this critically, because he's already done some kind of questionable stuff where we are right now. You know, a lot of people don't like Finn because they say he has no development, but obviously I think a lot of that isn't the writer's fault. Because obviously, for those of you who are joining us and are watching for the show for the first time, this year marks the 10th anniversary of Corey Monteith's death from a drug overdose. So he died halfway through, what was it, season 5? They had the tribute episode for him in season 5, but yeah. I think he died while they were still on hiatus.
Okay.
Because they delayed production for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that's why in season 5 there's only 20 episodes as opposed to the usual 22.
Okay.
Was because I think these episodes are generally filmed in a week.
That makes sense. That's good.
So, Yeah, and obviously for a lot of that stuff, we will be referencing the Price of Glee documentary because we watched that quite recently, didn't we?
Yes.
And I recommend, I don't know, do you think maybe we should do a separate episode for that?
If you think that's best, then that's fair enough.
I tell you what, we'll put it out to the fans.
Yeah.
If you decide you want for us to do an episode on the Glee documentary, we will do it.
Yeah.
If you don't, then maybe we might do it once we've wrapped the series up.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't mind doing like some character studies and that kind of thing as some little bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Favorite minor character. I really like Karofsky. Not from where he is now, but from where he goes later on. I think in terms of second favorite, Kurt grows on me as time goes on.
I thought he classed as the main cast, unless I'm confused.
He does, but I'm just thinking of like my second favorite in general.
Oh, okay.
My second favorite after Finn is probably Santana. Like, I don't know where you come down on Santana, but
As I said, it's still early days for me. I'll work it out shortly, but
And obviously we can't talk about Santana without also acknowledging that we lost Naya Rivera a couple of years ago
yeah.
due to a boating accident.
Yeah.
This, unfortunately, for as inspiring and uplifting a show as this is, it had a lot of tragedy behind the scenes,
Yeah.
with Cory Monteith and Mark Sarning and Naya Rivera, which obviously we're going to get into that as maybe when we do the character studies. And some of this stuff, like the Mark Sarning situation, is not easy to talk about, but we feel like we have to. Like, we are not saying, like, if you're a Glee vet, if you know the Mark Sarning story and you're a Glee veteran, we're not saying you can't like Puck. Because Puck and Mark Sarning are two completely different people. But we feel like it's our duty to raise awareness of who you could be supporting. Because I feel like there's so many people where I read like comments on some of his songs where it says R.I.P. Mark Sarning without people having any real clue, I think, about what happened.
Just bear in mind that this has to be dealt with a sensitive mindset, but
Yeah.
we'll.
We'll definitely talk about it because I feel like it was one of the big defining moments of Glee behind the scenes, so we can't not address it. Like, don't get us wrong, we don't want to address it, but it was just so big that we don't feel like we can get away with not addressing it. We have to, unfortunately. So I think now what we should do is tell them exactly what the format of each episode's gonna be. So we will do, if any of you listen to our Hulk podcast, Don't Make Me Angry, you know generally what we do is, what would you call it, a scene by scene breakdown.
Yes.
We do a scene by scene breakdown of each episode and we just kind of talk about the things that interest us or that we noticed. That's pretty much what we're going to do with Glee, but I think because the plots are much smaller and much more contained, like, you know, we're only ever really dealing with relationships or the Glee Club or sectionals or regionals or nationals, something like that kind of thing. I think it'll be easier to have deeper conversations.
Yeah.
Because generally we will, we'll try to keep these episodes roughly about 80 minutes. But some of them will be longer, particularly if it's like a character study episode, because I feel like that's what is needed to do those characters justice. I'm very interested, I have to admit, the one thing I am interested in seeing is if your opinion on Rachel changes over the course of the series, because Lizzie has a very vocal hate for one Miss Rachel Berry. Admittedly, I don't know how much that has to do with her hatred of Mia Michelle, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into it, but, you know, every Glee vet knows Rachel. You know that she's loud, she's obnoxious, she's annoying. Voice like an angel, though.
Within reason.
In small doses, like when, and we're going to talk about this when we get to the pilot, but Mia Michelle goes too far. She does too much. You know, we'll talk about it when we go through the series, but some of her best performances are when, like, what springs to my mind is Make You Feel My Love in The Quarterback, where it's subtle, it's contained, you know. It's like, for once, she didn't just swung her a grenade and make her talent burst all over the wall. You know, like, another thing that we will be doing, we will be borrowing two aspects from another Glee podcast called The Choir Room, which if you are a Glee fan, we highly recommend that you go and listen to. I've listened through that podcast at least twice. And so the things that we are going to be borrowing from them, and obviously we hope this is okay. If it's not, they can always reach out to us on Twitter and be like, hey, can you change this? But at the end of each episode, we are going to give somebody a gold star. So that can be for anything you want, basically. So you can be like, just pure example, I might be like, oh, I'm going to give my gold star to Finn because of this performance or something that he did or a line or something like that. So you can give the gold star to anyone for any reason, be it a performance, their actions, you know, whether they just said a line that made you laugh. And another thing that we're going to be doing is the slushy rating, where, again, just like Don't Make Me Angry, 5 being it was terrible, 0 being it was perfect. And yeah, we will be back. I don't know. Do you think we should give them a bonus episode this week and do the pilot tomorrow? Just to, like, spread the word that we are doing this.
I think we need to judge it tomorrow, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the very latest, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will be back with the pilot on, let's say, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because then, that way, because we're just starting out, next week you'll get 2 episodes, because obviously Saturdays, we're trying to keep, because we do two shows, we're trying to keep the schedule as consistent on as possible. So basically what we decided on off air was, what was it? Saturdays will be dedicated to an episode of Don't Make Me Angry.
I think so, yes.
And then on Sundays, we will be doing the Glee episode. So you'll get the pilot, you'll get 101 on Wednesday, and then 102 Showmance on Sunday. So you'll be getting two episodes of Glee out this week, only one episode of Don't Make Me Angry. But we do feel like we need to say, if you listen to Don't Make Me Angry, don't feel like you need to listen to this just because you like us. Like, just because you're fans of us. If you don't like musicals, this podcast probably isn't going to change your mind. Would you agree?
Yeah.
You know, like, so don't feel like you have to. Like, if you're fans of both The Hulk and Glee, great, then you can get our fix of us, your fix of us every week. But don't feel like you have to out of some kind of misplaced loyalty. Because if you don't like the content that we're talking about, then all we're doing is wasting your time. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Wow, a 20-minute intro. A 20-minute intro episode. How are you feeling about this? Like, are you looking forward to this, like, as a project?
There's still a fair bit that I've got to get into, I think, with the series, but it's like with anything like this, it's worth a try to figure it out.
This is, yeah, like, don't get me wrong, this is 120 episodes. This is going to be a long process.
Yeah.
You know, I think all in all, even if we do it once a week consistently, it's still going to take us, what, at least 2 years to get through all this?
Roughly, yes.
You know,
at least.
You know, not that that's a problem, but, you know, because I feel like Glee's a difficult show to do a podcast about, honestly, because I feel like some hosts, like Matt and Amon, as we mentioned from the choir room, really find stuff to start chunking into, whereas others kind of have to look to find, like, the subtext and the themes and all that kind of stuff. So, but no, it's going to be fun. So we will be back on Wednesday with the pilot. So I think it would be best if tomorrow we watch it and take our notes.
Yeah.
Because then we don't have to do that. Because I think that's one of the problems with The Hulk, is that sometimes we watch it, we write the notes at the same time, and then we go on and podcast about it while we're still trying to process what we just saw. So if we do it this way with Glee, then it really gives us a couple of days to actually process what we saw. And another thing, every episode we're also going to be picking a favourite song. Because obviously this is a musical TV show, so what's the point in doing this if we don't talk about the music? You know? So yeah, we will be back on Wednesday with... Does the first episode have a name? It doesn't. It's just called Pilot, right?
Yeah.
We will be back on Wednesday with the pilot episode of Glee. And until next time, I'm Mark.
I'm Elizabeth.
And we will see you guys at Sectionals. Bye, guys.